This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. Congress passed and President Joe Biden signed legislation Thursday night to keep the government funded until December 3rd, avoiding a midnight shutdown. Legislation maintains current funding levels across government agencies. It also includes $28.6 billion for states suffering from hurricane and wildlife damage and $6.3 billion to help relocate Afghan refugees moving to the United States after Washington ended its two-decade war in Afghanistan last month. Avoiding a shutdown was just one item on a busy congressional agenda. Democrats in the House of Representatives delayed a planned vote on a $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill that had been set for Thursday, bowing to party progressives who had demanded action on a larger social policy bill first. With razor-thin majorities in Congress, Democrats cannot afford to lose many votes if they want to pass their agenda. Japan Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga called upon the nation on Friday to continue staying vigilant against the coronavirus as a state of emergency came to an end. The state of emergency was lifted in 19 cities, including Tokyo, as well as the quasi-state of emergency in other areas, as infected cases have plunged from its peak. Suga said the number of the vaccinated Japanese citizens surpassed that of the United States, with about 70% of the nation being vaccinated at least once. The Japanese government will ease restrictions on eateries and events and stages, but Japanese citizens are asked to keep wearing masks and avoid close contacts. For more news, join us at voanews.com.